As the slide comes up, please. The question we're asking this morning is how to grow. Now, I don't mean how to grow physically. We could bring you up here. I could kind of pull your head. Someone else could pull your legs. But I don't think it'd work very well. Now, the question we're asking is how to grow as a Christian. How to grow as a Christian. And maybe that's a question you're already asking. Maybe you're desperate to learn and grow and develop as a Christian. Maybe you're a fairly new Christian. You know you've lots to learn. And new or old, I know some of you are really hungry to grow as Christians. I praise God for that. Maybe we're not so hungry to grow, actually. Maybe we've been a Christian a long time. Maybe once a time we were shooting up like a teenager in our Christian faith. And we used to lap up all the Bible teaching we could get. We were stuck in serving in all sorts of ways. We loved talking about Jesus with others. And we couldn't wait to sing God's praises, to pray, to open up our Bibles. But maybe, to be honest, we're not growing like that anymore. The Bible teaching seems to wash over us a bit. And there are so many other demands on our time. It's tempting to duck out of Christian service. Maybe we wouldn't even want to come twice on a Sunday, even if we could, or to the prayer meeting. Maybe our personal times of Bible study and prayer have grown flat or drying up completely. And when it comes to talking about Jesus, maybe we're quite disillusioned. More dangerous still, maybe we don't even want to grow as Christians. Maybe we know that's where we are, but we're not too bothered about it. Or maybe even more dangerous, maybe we don't even realize that we've started to snooze and to cruise as Christians. What do we need? We need God to open up the Bible now, and we need him to get a work on our hearts by his Spirit. We need him to help us to grow, to help us to want to grow. But how to grow? Let me put your name there. Reuben Mann, how can you grow? Put your name there. How can you grow as a Christian? Maybe you're not a Christian. And you need to know, what does it look like to be a Christian and to grow as a Christian? Is it just about trying to be good, earning our way to heaven? Or is it something more? The Apostle Paul writes here to the Christians in a town called Colossae. And like many New Testament letters, the letter of Colossians is like two halves of a seesaw. The first half is about what to believe, and the second half is about how to live in response to that. And what we have here in the verse we're looking at today is like the hinge in that seesaw, as it were. So it's a key verse, and here it is. Can we look again? Colossians chapter 2, and if you've got a church Bible, it's page 833, verse 6. Colossians 2, verse 6. So then, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live in him, rooted and built up in him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. So with a click of the button, please, it's the heart of the book, and it says continue with Christ. Did we see that? Verse 6, so then just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live in him. How to grow? Continue in Christ, with Christ. Easy to say, but how to do it? How to continue with Christ? We're going to see three short points. And the first is this. Continue with Christ, built up in him. Thank you. Verse 6. Continue with Christ, built up in him. Can you see again? We're going to see this a lot this morning. But let's go home maybe having memorized this. Verse 6. Can we see it again? So then, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live in him, rooted and built up in him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. Continue to live with Christ, built up in him. When we were tiny, we needed food and drink and sleep to survive. Now we're bigger, why would we stop having food and drink and sleep? And it's similar in terms of our spiritual life. When we first trusted in Jesus, trusted in Christ, started following him, when we became alive, as it were, spiritually. And if that's how we became alive, then let's carry on living in that way, trusting and following Jesus. Picture is of the plant, actually. The plant was rooted in the past, in that pot of soil. And it's now being built up in that same soil. And if we've been rooted in Christ, if it's not too flippant to say this, Christ is a bit like that pot of soil. And then let's be like that plant in the pot of soil. Let's grow up in Christ. God wants us to grow in our relationship with him, but he wants us to grow up in Christ. See, that plant faces two equal and opposite dangers. One danger is that it stops growing and then it'll die. Yet the other danger is that it grows up, but it grows out of the pot, and kind of walks off on its roots. It probably wouldn't happen. Out of the pot, out of the soil, and then it'll die. This verse was written to people who wanted to grow as Christians, and that was great. But they were in danger of growing away from Christ. They wanted more of God. They wanted a fuller experience of God. But they were in danger of adding to Christ, adding rules and traditions to try to get closer to God. And they were in danger of chasing extraordinary experiences, as if human experiences could bring them closer to God. They were in danger of trying to add to Christ, or indeed of leaving Christ behind. But the truth is, if we're trusting in Jesus, then we cannot possibly be closer to God than we already are. Why is that? Can we see it in verse 9? Have a look on, glance ahead to verse 9. For in Christ all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form, and you've been given fullness in Christ, who is the head over every power and authority. We're absolutely right to want to grow as Christians. But if Jesus Christ is fully God, as it says here, and as we trust in him, God's Holy Spirit joins us, glues us, as it were, to Jesus, then praise God, we have him all. We have him all. I'm really tempted to take this plant out of its pots and to kind of shake it so all the soil falls down on the carpet here. But you can tell, Spencer, I resisted to the temptation. I pray God will stop us from growing away from Christ. And praise God, as we trust in Jesus, he will. As Jesus said in John chapter 10, no one can snatch them out of my hand, and no one can snatch them out of my Father's hands. We don't need to worry that if we're trusting and following Jesus, that we will lose our salvation. He's the one who keeps us. But how does he keep us going? Well, he tells us, continue with Christ. Continue with Christ. Built up in him. Let's not be deceived. The only way to have a fuller, deeper, richer experience of God is to grow up in the place where we started. Perhaps in our foolishness, our blindness, we might begin to think the Christianity was a little bit boring compared with the non-Christian lifestyle. There are, of course, some hard decisions to make, aren't there, as a Christian? Just think of one or two, and there are so many. We won't marry a non-Christian. We won't get drunk. We'll make lifestyle choices and sacrifices so we can be generous with our money. Lots of other examples. But it's not a case of beating ourselves up in the hope that we'll get to heaven and be good enough for that. Following Jesus as Lord, we already know we're going to heaven. Not because we're good enough, we're not, but because Jesus is good enough. We already know we're forgiven for our wrongdoing because the punishment's already been taken and Jesus took it on the cross. And so we're free, free in God's amazing kindness and by his strength, free not to go our way, but free to continue with Christ, built up in him, as it says here, to continue to live with Jesus Christ as Lord. Maybe someone's here never been rooted in Christ in the first place. And for you, the message would be, start with Christ, rooted in him. Ask God to plant you like that seed in Christ, to do what for you feels impossible, to make you trust him for forgiveness and to follow Christ Jesus as Lord. Ask him to do that. How to grow, continue with Christ, built up in him. But how can we do that? How can we be built up in Christ? What does that mean? What's the strategy to grow? And how can a plant build itself up anyway? Well, here's the answer. We've seen first, continue with Christ, built up in him. Now, secondly, continue with Christ, strengthened in the faith. This is verse 7. Continue with Christ, strengthened in the faith. Can you look down again? Let's see this again from verse 6. So then, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live in him, rooted and built up in him. We've seen that. And now here we go. Strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. How to grow, how to be built up in Christ. Answer, secondly, continue with Christ, strengthened in the faith. Most years I try to grow sunflowers. Most years my boy comes home from some group or other with a sunflower in a plot, in a pot, and we try and grow it. But if the slugs don't get them, it's the birds. And if the birds don't get them, they grow to about this high, and then they kind of keel over and crash. And what I need, maybe this year, maybe next year I'll manage it. What I need is to tie my sunflowers to a wooden stake, a big, strong wooden stake, so they don't keel over and die. They need to be strengthened in that way. And similar for us. If we're going to grow in our relationship with God, we need to be strengthened in the faith. What does that phrase mean? What is the faith? When Paul says the faith as you were taught, he means the message, the good news about Jesus as Lord, what we call the gospel, the message which is here in the Bible. That is the faith as you were taught, what they've put their faith in, if you like. The people in Colossae had first heard this message from a guy called Epaphras. Epaphras had started the church there by God's grace. And now Paul's saying, don't forget that gospel message. Rather, be strengthened in it. That's how to continue with Christ. Can we see how mind-blowing this gospel message is? Later in the passage, he explained the trusting in Christ. We have all of God and we have all of salvation. Have we got this? Look at verse 13. When you were dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your sinful nature, God made you alive with Christ. He forgave us all our sins, having cancelled the written code with its regulations that was against us and that stood opposed to us. He took it away, nailing it to the cross, and having disarmed the powers and authorities, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them by the cross. Are we trusting in this message? And God's given us new life on a whole new level. Forgiveness, friendship, hope. He's taken away the blame and the shame. And no one can throw mud anymore because it's forgiven. All those good things belong to us. Of course, for now, we struggle in a broken world. Much pain, suffering. We battle with sin, which seems so persistent in our broken bodies. But Jesus guarantees he will come back one day and he will make it all perfect. And so we've got to keep reminding ourselves of this faith and of this message. Continue with Christ strengthened in the faith. Suppose a girl is in love with a soldier. And the soldier goes to war. And just as he's about to get on the plane, he writes her a letter. And he asks her to marry him. And he says he loves her. He promises when he returns from war, he'll marry her if she's willing. He promises that if he does, he'll always be faithful to her and do his best to look after her and to make her happy. Of course, the girl is overjoyed And she manages to get a message through. She says, of course, yes. She's on cloud nine. Time passes. The weeks turn into months. Months turn into many months. Still her fiancé is fighting on the front line. Very little news gets through. At first, she treasures his letter of proposal and keeps it by her bed. She reads it every evening. That's what keeps her going. But her life gets busy. And gradually, she starts to admire other men, actually. Now, the dust starts to gather on that proposal letter. Eventually, it slips to the bottom of a drawer. One evening, after many months, there's a knock on the door. The warm light's on, and the fire is glowing in the hearth. Her fiancé has returned. But as the door opens, he finds another man at home. Can I say, if it's not too flippant, we too have a letter of proposal, the gospel message, the faith as we were taught, written here in the Bible. And it's a tiny bit like a proposal letter from Jesus. We know that as a church of all time and space, Christians are engaged, as it were, to him. And we've got to keep reminding ourselves of his proposal, his gospel message, and that he's coming back one day to meet the church, the bride, to be with us forever. Of course, left to ourselves, we would walk away every day. I know I would. But praise God, he will guard us and keep us going until that day. He will strengthen us in the faith, strengthen us through Bible promises. How can we grow? We've got to continue with Christ strengthened in the faith. I wonder where else we might look for spiritual strength. I guess we might look to the purely emotional experience of uplifting worship songs. Nothing wrong with uplifting worship songs. But if we seek spiritual strength in the songs themselves, not in the message they communicate, there's something wrong. We might look for spiritual growth to traditional church rituals or to dynamic conferences. We might justify ourselves. We might justify ourselves by our good behavior, by thinking we're especially good people, yeah, at least better than most people. We might think that will sort us out spiritually. But God doesn't point to any of those here. He says, continue with Christ strengthened in the faith as you were taught. So the words of this book, they may seem sometimes dry or hard to understand, but they are the source of all spiritual life. And what does that mean practically? It's not rocket science. It's very simple. We need to keep reading the Bible. I realized recently that it was quite a while since I'd read some of the New Testament letters. I'd spent a fair amount of time in the Old. And I'm going back now to letters like Romans and Corinthians. And immediately, actually, I come across something which I'd read a long time ago. But I realize now it's very applicable to my life. And I praise God, he's helping me grow in that way. I'm weak. But praise God, he strengthens us through the faith, and he'll strengthen you too as he strengthens us through his word. Some of you will be leaving in the autumn, perhaps going to university. And what do you need if you're going to flourish as Christians? You need to get out of bed on that first Sunday morning when everyone else is fast asleep. And you need to go to church. And you'd be wise to plan in advance which church or churches you'll try. Maybe we can help you think about that as you prepare. Continue with Christ strengthened in the faith. Sometimes, though, we're so sinful, even when we know the truth, we know the Bible, we still feel spiritually cold. We still lack love or hope or godliness. And what's the answer? We've seen continue with Christ, first built up in him, second strengthened in the faith. Now, thirdly, and much more briefly, continue with Christ, overflowing with thankfulness. Overflowing with thankfulness. Did you see that at the end of verse 7? Overflowing with thankfulness. What's the difference between being a well-taught but bitter Christian and a well-taught but contented Christian, I'm afraid it's not a joke, may I say the difference is thankfulness. Last year, we went away on a holiday. We came back a few weeks later. And those plants that I'd been so carefully watering, I think there were sunflowers actually, trying to keep alive, trying to grow, they died. Dried up, perished, died. Because they hadn't been watered. And in the same way, let's continue with Christ overflowing with thankfulness as with water for a plant. Now, you might think that's easy for me to say, to talk about thankfulness. I realize some of you have gone through terrible things. And it's hard to hear sometimes that we need to be thankful. And yet, the more we're strengthened in the faith, the more we realize how much we have to thank God for. I was telling a small boy off recently for being unthankful. He was one of mine. For being unthankful. And we were talking about how easy it is to whine and complain and grumble. And how it's a bit more of a challenge to be thankful. And he's taking that on board. But if I'm honest, I wonder how much thankfulness there is in myself. And how much grumbling there is in our relationship with God. Continue with Christ overflowing with thankfulness. And that's quite simple, isn't it? We need to be praying prayers of thanks. And not just a little thankfulness, but overflowing. As if that watering can is overflowing. The water's overflowing out of the pot, overflowing to others. Some of you have been very kind to me and my family. And my thanks overflows to others, actually. When I meet others, I talk about you guys. I talk about how good you've been to us. Well, please pray that God will help me to overflow with the thanks I have for God, that thanks will overflow to others also. To tell others how God's been good to me. Pray this will be true of your own thankfulness as well. That we'd be so full of love and awe and thankfulness to God that it'll bubble up so much we can't help it overflowing to tell others how good he's been. And whatever we're going through, God's goodness is extraordinary in the gospel of the Lord Jesus and the certain hope that gives us. Well, as we draw to a close, how can we grow? Maybe you've never started with Christ in the first place. Maybe you think you're good enough without him. You're perfectly respectable, perfectly justified in your own eyes. Maybe you think it's not like that. Maybe you think you're too bad for God, that you've messed up too many times. Can we see God speaking through the Bible this morning? And he's calling you. He's calling you to come to him, to pray to him, to receive Jesus Christ as Lord. And then for all of us, shall we continue with Christ, built up in him, strengthened in the faith, and overflowing with thanksgiving.